It's quiet.
Fucking, you can just hear us.
You can hear the humming of the gravity well.
Dude.
Why does nothing stick to my walls?
Dude, I've been trying to figure that out. Like, it's been from flags that you've had to hook up crazy ways, like the fucking
They're hooked up
duct
to my
tape.
Ethernet cables, bro.
Yeah. Dude, nothing fucking sticks in here. The cord that goes in the fucking garage that's hooked up by the tape that's been hooked up by fucking nails going like this that's been fucking hooked up.
And doesn't hold... I have a nice studio,
Dead
but
ass.
I don't.
Like, that's the thing. That fucking clock has fallen and the batteries have come out of it.
There's such a big hole in the
times.
Wall
behind
it. Like, I think it's because it's drywall and then you paint over it and there's like concrete behind it. This is an older house. It's like already you're starting to see some of the fucking cracking again.
Already? Right? God damn. This motherfucker's gonna shift off into the fucking ocean.
Gravity well. Just... Anyways.
Oh.
Welcome to my shit studio, Geekies. No, it's literally just my basement, which I do have some... It's a nice place. We've put up a few pictures online, but welcome back to the show. For once, our boss isn't on vacation. There's no reason we need to do this. Like, we don't need to do this. We're just doing it. That's what's awesome.
Fucking right.
A lot of the times we're like, all right, calling the heavies. Like, all right. We got this.
And then we got this. We'll carry you guys for the fucking couple weeks.
But today, it's a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And happy good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you, whatever you are.
And whenever you're listening, for sure. Because we appreciate you listeners, because without you guys, we wouldn't be sitting here doing this stuff.
Well, we would.
But we would just have less listeners.
There'd be no microphone. Same exact fucking show, just no microphone.
No mics.
We
got to do that shit like, you know, like David Tell and fucking, what's the other guy?
Oh, Bumpin' Uglies or Bumpin'
Mics.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Bumpin' Uglies is something completely different, my friend.
A live hot dad show at a bar?
Oh, yeah. People would dig that. Well, it'd be a specific type of bar because, you know,
yeah,
you gotta hit the demographic and all that.
But that's been done for, I think, shout out to Thoughts and Shots on the show. I think he's done a couple of riff tracks where he's done live shows at bars. I know the Geekly's done
sick.
It before, too, but or,
yeah,
I know
but
Lucian's
like,
helped him out with it a decent amount, too.
Yeah, and the Geekly has gone to, like, cons and all that stuff, but that's totally different. We're talking about yourself and myself, the hot dads going out doing a fucking hot dad night.
Yeah.
Maybe the 22nd we could do something like that since it's the last day of hot dad summer.
We might just have to just bring a lav mic and just go on hot dads on the street.
Hot dads on the street, baby. Dude, if fucking Real Sex could do it for fucking like 38 episodes, I think hot dads could get into it.
We're gonna be that risque?
No, not necessarily. Well, you know, hot sex has come out. Hey, have you ever been gangbanged with your fucking man in the round?
Just like,
and then the man's is just looking like, what, bitch?
Just
you know?
At, that was like the best Dave Chappelle spit ever. Like, fucking, like, I remember that. Like, I can't remember the joke now, but like, it was basically like, you never told me that shit. You're fucking weird, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, and then like, he just walks off. Yeah. That shit was crazy. But yeah, real sex be doing shit like that to people. If you got a fucking, they come up to you on the streets with a fucking big ass mandango mic, and they're like, hey, this is Real Sex. Have you ever done like some obscure sexual this, that, and the other? And then the fucking, if the female answers, the male is like, what the fuck?
I barely remember, like, goddamn, because I was like right at the age where. Like, watching it for...
Baiting became a thing.
Well, also, but watching that show for baiting was, like, not the best.
The best. No, because you'd barely see a titty or any of that. You'd
no,
have to
it was also,
answers.
Like, obscure stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people just, like, doing body paint and that
dude,
kind of shit.
Dude, I remember one of my favorite episodes.
But it was interesting. Actually, I remember it was, like, the first time that I sat down and looked at something sexual for without that just specific reason.
Playboy helped me with that.
Right. Just be like... Oh, this is expression. That's what this is. And like, I don't think I was that deep from like 13 to 16 or whatever.
No,
but like,
no.
But it did teach
but
me.
You
I was
had
like,
an
not
idea.
Everything, especially in Europe and other places,
has to be overtly sexual.
Overtly sexual. The human body is more of like, it can be an expressionist piece of form. And
well,
I was like, huh.
They had a camp where it was one of the nudist camps or whatever. I remember this episode because it stuck with me forever. And this is the part that stuck with me. I don't know why. But they talked about different dicks, like sizes of dicks, the curvature of dicks, like
shapes.
Yeah, shapes, like what they were.
I'm
like,
to remember that
and
one.
They had a fucking like thing, like a...
It was the first day that she realized, like, oh, my dick is normal. Look at all that fucking weird shit.
Yeah, all the weird dicks out there. All that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're dude, like, it's totally cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, nah. You're like, fuck,
dude. I was
sweet.
Never unconfident about Maween, but, like, at the same time...
Gives you some more confidence.
Like, oh, no, everyone's weird.
Yeah, you know, it's just a fucking downstairs trouser snake, you know what I'm saying?
I forgot about, like, HBO, again, I've said it before on this podcast, has put out some of, like, the best cinema, TV, and just
everything.
Documented reporting. It's one of the best, it's, like, honestly, like, such an important
what
piece
of
pop culture.
What the fuck is HBO up? Like, dude, HBO Entertainment is just fucking bananas.
Always has been. They used to be, like, the biggest HBO boxing, like, Boxing After Dark on HBO.
Yeah, the box office fucking, they had...
Obviously, all the sexual shows that they used to put on and all the stuff like that people are, like, would gravitate to.
Which was
for
fucking
that,
the husbands that worked their asses off, had the great wife, would come down at the end of the night with a fucking cigar and a thing of cognac and be like, it's time to watch Real Sex and read the paper. like
fancy guy shit.
You know what
no,
I'm saying?
I get it.
And that's what this
but
episode
also,
is about as well.
Fancy guy shit, right?
Exactly.
Sopranos, fucking Entourage, so many good shows.
Oh,
years.
The Deuce?
Oh, so many good shows through the years. But today, let's get into it. So, that was a fun way to start. Reviews. We drink things, we do things, we smoke things, we talk about them. That is what we do.
And we do things.
We
twice.
Do things. So, we had some anime we wanted to talk about today.
Truth. And we'll some video game stuff.
Some video game shit. But we should start with...
Our little review segment.
A couple drinks and reviews as we go through. We've been slowly building up a repertoire of them so we can give more... Throughout the show, we're slowly building a format. It only took 21 episodes, and it's still pretty freeform. But
fucking hot dads.
We have to start this show.
And moms. I know you guys.
Hot mom summer as well, of course.
Fucking, it's always a hot girl summer.
Hot
if the
dad,
bitches ain't hot, then we ain't fucking.
Hot dad summer is a proverbial term, just like how I use dude for everybody.
Yeah.
Dude is anybody. Like, man, woman, young, smaller, anywhere in between, older, younger.
Or
what's up, dude?
Bro.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, bro.
Like, that hot dad summer, whoever you are out there.
For
I hope
sure, guys and
that
gals.
You've been having... A fun summer. We're doing this. We're gonna start with a shot. We should do this Wildberry one together first. Here,
got it.
I think I've tried this one because, to be honest, we were going to do it when we were gonna do it last week. Just didn't pull together.
We got fluffed.
We got. Speaking of porn, but we have some spiked drinks today. Some lemonades. We're actually gonna get some fancy drinks. We'll talk about here
and that
moment.
Shit.
And then one non-alcoholic, but.
Your creativity is there. Just getting started. I'm fucking one third of a shot. You got one shot in you.
God damn it.
All right.
We're
we had
okay.
We had a fucking kerfuffle.
Spilled the ashtray. Fucking kicked over
the weed.
No, it's all good, man. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, we haven't even... Okay. We spilled the fucking the Wildberry shots. We've been talking about porn. We fucking dropped the microphone. We spilled the weed. We spilled some shots. Hey.
Hello.
Let's start the show.
And we're back.
And we're back. So, I got a little sip of the Wildberry. I give it like a 3 out of 5, man.
I'll give it a 3 out of 5 just based upon because I didn't have that really, really nasty taste that I get with all the other vodkas, rubbing alcohol
isopropyl kind
yeah.
of like smell
Ugh.
Taste. Yeah, nah, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Barton's. But
now,
so we
I
had
do
some...
not have high hopes for this truly pineapple mango.
Flavored vodka.
I do agree with the flavors.
So the first one again as well, so we're like we had them out, we had the Wildberry truly flavored one out. I said it was okay. I think it was fine. Again,
okay.
A pretty good aftertaste.
Yeah,
we're getting back into this. Like I said, we were saying before, we got a bunch of drinks to try here today. We're gonna get some
chips. We got fucking non-alcoholics.
We got anime. But let's go ahead and christen this show.
What's a spriggin? All right. So.
Pineapple mango truly flavored vodka. It's like 30%, 60 proof. It's a little weaker than normal, which is good. I think that's good. We're doing an early show today,
so it'll be tasteful. Hopefully.
Try this.
Cheers, mates.
It Yeah, that one I like a lot more. A little more tastes like a little more like vodka, though.
Yeah, it does. Oh, shit.
I'm gonna make sure that the levels are still moving. Oh, ooh. Yeah, we're cooking.
We're fucking cooking. Oh.
So tell me about that.
If you motherfuckers could see my face right now.
So, I like that one more.
Woo. From the fucking goosebumps to the nips hard.
Yeah, you do have some pimples going on right now.
Fucking A, buddy.
So this man does not like vodka, like you were saying. I've known this for a while. I've been drinking for years. Haven't been able to get him to do it. Doesn't like the rubbing alcohol taste. I think that does taste a little bit more like vodka than the other one does, but I give that like a 4 out of 5, man. That's flavored. It's light. You can mix that and it'd be fucking a fantastic thing. And whether you put it in a Red Bull, you put it in cranberry juice, you could put it in a Long Island. You could put it in anything, I think.
I think that one does taste good. I do think it tastes... All right, well, here. Fill me out on
water.
This. Fill me out on this. No, I'll just drink this fucking whatchamadigging.
We'll get to that.
Say that we drank a full shot and a half of this because it was in a little shooter thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my shot had spilled because I fucking kerfuffled the mic. And I only had like a third of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got more taste than per se the alcohol.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So.
Now we have to amend our thoughts.
Yeah, you know what I mean? What if.
Well, I had a full blast of them and I still think. Yeah. I still think that this one had more of a vodka
alcohol taste to it? Okay.
But going on.
I think that because I had more volume wise, that maybe the other one could have tasted more alcoholic. As well.
And you would have brought it down?
Yeah. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I still think it's fair to say.
2-3.
2-3.
Yeah.
So to our scale out of 5, I would like to say this is a 4. And it's not because I know that you're like, dude, okay. Like you're going to tell me that this is very close to the fucking best scotch on the planet that should be a 5 out of 5? No.
But I'm like, putting taste for vodka, bro.
But everything has to have its own scale. That's why we do it on a scale. And I think this is fair. I know a lot of video game podcasts that like, have started to adapt the how many out of 5 as opposed to 89 points out of 100 or X out of 10.
Yeah.
Because it honestly then does a lot, unless you're like really, really, really deep diving into a lot of things, like where like Metacritic or Game Informer or something like the IGN are like doing, there's my score out of 100 and this is very specific and we're grading every single fucking video game or every movie on the exact same scale and the scale is detailed and deep. An out of 5 scale because of these... Oh, shut up. Because of the Facebook. The size that it... I guess I'll put it this way. A smaller scale allows for more individuality in that scale.
Unless like, error, for sure, because it's more critical. Because
this is nowhere near, obviously, like a nice fucking fine scotch that someone would pay like $1,000 a bottle for. However, for what it's supposed to do.
Or King Louis, where you got to pay $230 a shot.
Hell, this isn't even anywhere near as good as Jack Daniels is to me.
Yeah, but her, like, yeah, for sure. Fucking... Nigga, this is rubbing alcohol in a bottle. No offense, truly. It's just me and vodka.
What it's supposed to do, I think, is be like a flavored vodka that you could just take a quick shot of if you're on a boat or
it's
be able to throw
it
as a mixer.
It literally tastes like a little bit of a stronger version of a fucking their seltzer, literally.
And that's why I was like, you've all nailed what you were trying to do on the fucking head. It's just not that great of a vodka, I'm sure, that they're using as a base, which is probably a well.
It's the same vodka they use in their fucking Trulies,
right,
bro.
It's probably a mass-produced, cheaper well
they're
vodka.
Like, here's the concentrated version that we put inside of this seltzer water, guys.
And here's that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty fucking good. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. So, I agree. 4 out of 5. I agree. For sure. 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
The other one was 3 out of 5 because it was fine.
Yeah. Well, that
and
one,
I
exactly
think there's another
flavor,
but I don't know if we have it around here.
Heard.
I feel like there's got to be one more. I might have seen it at a different gas station. But anyways, more reviews. Moving on. Anime.
So, what I've been watching and catching up on is...
What is a spriggan?
Spriggan.
You said
what
this earlier.
Is a spriggan? Spriggan. All right. So, what is a spriggan versus what is spriggan? Is a spriggan is, we'll say, like a white knight.
Okay.
That is meant to guard us from ourselves. There's certain technologies and powers out there that we don't need the general pop getting on their hands on. You know what I'm saying? So, they fight to keep that shit secret.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But are they really fighting it to keep that shit secret, or are they trying to collect all the artifacts for themselves to do some crazy shit, and they just have Spriggans fighting in the name of them, which there aren't too many Spriggans, there are a few.
Right.
Yeah. Because you can't just have niggas with super tech all over their body out there.
All the time.
All the time, because no. Then they would get their own. For me, the idea or the ideology behind it is, if you have that much power and you're working for somebody, you know what I'm saying? You're like a guided missile, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But if you have that much power and you become ideologic, or you have your ideology changes from what they're telling you to believe, tell me you're not going to like try to seize some of that power for yourself.
Well, that's human, but also... Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's
are
human.
They human?
They are.
Okay.
Everything is human in this.
Okay. So that's what I was like, that does sound pretty human. That's pretty cool, though. I like that concept because it's a different form of the same shit that I'm interested in when in pretty much all the movies and video games I play, which is like espionage shit. Like, there's some people moving the cards. We just don't know it.
Yeah.
And
very much like that.
And the other people that are obviously the ones that are physically out there doing the card moving.
Oh, and he is a fucking beast.
Yeah. Like... That's what Hitman's about.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
His name is Yu. Y-U.
Nice. His name is... I was like, my name?
Japanese kid.
Oh. I was like, my name?
But there are Americans. There are Germans. There are all
there's
women.
There's like 6 episodes of this? It's short?
Only 6. It's short.
How long are the shows?
The episodes are kind of long.
Well, that was some of
them,
for it.
Some of them are 34 minutes. Some of them are 47 minutes.
Okay. Well, you're still getting almost like 4 hours of shit then.
Yeah.
That's
it's good animation, and I also, as you guys know, I do not like the computer animated cartoons. Yeah, I'm all about the hand-drawns, you know? So
is this one computer?
Computer animated.
But you like it.
And I watched it because I was a fan of the old Spriggan back in the day, back in the fucking 70s and shit.
So this is another reboot?
It's a reboot anime.
Is it a reboot or a remake?
It is
We've talked about what the difference is.
Yeah, it's both. Because they have some aspects of the old show, but they bring up new shit.
Okay.
And new things are happening.
See, I like when shows do that, when you like modernize enough, where you're keeping the spirit, the feel, the storytelling, and then like the lore, so logistically it still makes sense. Mm-hmm. But then chronologically they add things in. Or add details because you have...
New shit and new technology, so you're able to portray your story better because you're able to do it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, they got Netflix money around it.
They got Netflix money around it.
So you can do that.
Speaking about Netflix money, Castlevania.
Castlevania.
Season 5 coming out.
Ooh.
It's not about Trevor Belmont anymore.
Oh.
I'm not going to say who it's about, but he is iconic to the video game.
Oh, of course. I was like, I love me some Trevor. I mean, like, I love me some Simon. I love me fucking, obviously, you can put the password and play Richter. I mean, if you're familiar even just playing Smash Brothers, you know Simon Richter are.
Yeah.
Right? But if you ever played Castlevania, if you ever watched Castlevania either, I mean, highly recommend both of these. I've never watched much of the anime, but I've been around... the story enough into the lore that I'd assume, do they stick pretty true to kind of 100% like
100% true.
So I mean, like, it's something I would watch, especially I might do that after, because we're
in the middle of playing all the Castlevanias right now,
guys. If you have a Nintendo Switch, you can get like 7 Castlevania games just completely remastered with save states that you can enable if it's too hard. Yeah, $20.
Yeah.
You can't even find a physical copy of a lot of these games without paying hundreds of dollars, even for a shit copy anymore.
I was actually looking it up, bro. The physical copies of the game range anywhere from $75 for like...
A used copy.
Yeah, to like fucking $300 to $400.
$300 to $400 for... And probably above 5 if you have one in a box.
Yeah.
Like, dude,
but imagine if you have a goddamn any video game that is from that era and it's never been played and seen daylight.
Bro, I think like it just happened. After Madden died, someone found I was like all Madden 94 that like in
no
a box.
Found that they had that forever.
No, but you're right. I mean, like, and I'm not saying like you're off base, like you're on base, but though this was something like it was a story that it came out through Reddit, ended up proving to be true. The guy had pictures and everything. Like his grandpa died, they were going through his attic and they found a box that was they found presents that their grandpa had just forgotten to
give. That's sad as fuck.
Because it was, well, he was when they were younger, he was probably drunk, they said. Actually, it was what made the story kind of funny. He was like, no, he was a great dad and all that, but a grandpa was like drinking fucking Southern Comfort and eggnog or whatever, and was hiding some of the presents for the kids in the attic. Got most of them out, forgot a couple. They went to go clear out his house after he passed. You know, now it's been 25 years. They found a brand new Super Nintendo cut, like, edition of Madden 94, like, in the box, sealed. And
this, that's money,
the
honey.
Same year that Madden died, last year.
Yeah.
And so that's why it became such a big story. And then they put it out there, and I think the guy sold it for, like, well over 5 G's or something like that, which is, like, just because some Madden freak was like, oh,
and
fuck,
that's insanity money for that.
Yeah, insanity money for, like, a fucking, like, really, you know, $30 worth of computer chips at this point. Like,
if
it's,
that, you
yeah,
know
it's
what
pretty
I mean?
Fucking
yeah.
cool though. Like, that's the kind of shit. I think, like, one of the highest selling games. Actually, you could fact check me if I'm wrong. I think one of the highest selling games. You're getting bills on your phone. Fuck you.
Yeah.
they found a someone that kept and knew they had a sealed cartridge of Kid Icarus for the NES.
Yeah.
And I think that ended up being like a $10,000 or $20,000 sale.
Hands down.
Like at an auction. For some collector that wanted to put it in a museum. So,
yo, you have the original fucking copy of Zelda that's never been touched, the gold one.
So many good ones.
Fucking, that's almost worth $100,000, baby.
I have so many good work.
A gold copy of video games? Come on now.
Let me see if I still... I mean...
That nigga went off into the archive for a second.
A couple of these got some water damage one time, but I refurbished all of them.
Is that Donkey Kong?
This one's Pro Skater 2.
Okay.
Yellow.
I know you got Donkey Kong, right? That motherfucker's worth money, buddy.
Yeah, this one's worth a decent amount of money, even with the red color
yeah.
in the back. I also got the expansion pack of the banana stuff for it.
Yep, that's
what
worth
I'm
money, too.
To find is real... I know this is great radio, me just, like, looking through a fucking...
His archive of video games.
But it's around here. What I'm trying to find... There you are, you son of a bitch.
What do we got?
So
are
have,
you
like,
kidding me?
I have a Mario Brothers
an original 3. Copy of Super Mario Brothers 3.
Japanese.
The Japanese version of the game. You motherfucker.
Like
in its original case.
In a little case.
And he has the book for it.
An actual manual with it.
For fucking Mario.
And that's a and it's like a pretty good copy
Why
of the
Why are
manual
we touching this?
Because I've played this copy. I wanted
yeah.
to. Because I like my things.
Holy
I
shit. I play my things, too. And I play his things,
but,
too. Sounds
yeah,
gay,
like,
but that's not what I'm talking about.
That sounds good. Yeah, like I even knew. I made sure
there's a fucking memo pad in the
and
back of it.
I made sure that no one had wrote
for
that
notes.
Memo pad yet. So that, like, it was, like, a completely, like, unmoved one that gives you, like, it's pretty fucking cool. It tells
yeah.
you all the names of all of the different characters in Mario that you might not have known. Like, the ghost on the floor called Stretch, for example.
Yeah.
Like... Boom, boom. But yeah, no. The ones that shoot the little, like, the spike balls, the little flowers that like, shoot the spike balls and, like, use their breath to make them go up and down, they technically have their own names called a patooey. They go, because they spit them. It's pretty cool, man. So I have...
I'm just checking something real quick.
How much is that worth?
Yeah, you already know it.
Well, I don't care. I ain't selling it. but yeah, no, something like video games, like I don't even remember how we got into that strain of that stuff, but it was anime stuff, like Collector's Castlevania.
Yes.
But yeah, no, Castlevania, great show, great game. We're going to play some more of that after that. But how would you rate the show? I mean, compared to...
Oh, bullshit. $156,000.
I bet.
What? What? No, bro, you gotta be kidding me right now.
Nah, it wouldn't sell for that much because it's pretty beat up, but I could probably get a couple hundred bones out of this minimum, if not closer to maybe 600-700, possibly. Because it's a Japanese version in its own little sleeve, 1985, no scratches, no marks on the casing, no marks on the fucking game, no marks on the actual sticker, game's in perfect condition, plays well, the manual only has a little bit
no,
of beat
bro,
up.
No, bro, that's real deal. That game is worth a lot of money.
Oh, hell yeah, it is, and I'm holding on to it. Because I love it. I might even just pop it in the Nintendo and play it today. No.
Dog, a cheap copy, one that's been handed around, is $114,000.
And granted, some of these might be sealed, though.
No, this is one that's not sealed.
Hmm. The original Japanese?
Yeah.
Guys, I might have to quit the podcast.
A beat-up copy goes for fucking $21,000.
We're going to find out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, not many people have these anymore. I do. But I keep it on a shelf. Oh, maybe I should
put it on... you fucking kidding me right now?
Should I put it on a better shelf?
Now, you might have to go put that in the safe, baby.
Yeah, we'll
dude, that's mind blowing.
All
right.
I have some Dig Dug. I have some all sorts of shit.
Oh, motherfucker.
Over there.
Get out of here.
I have all sorts of shit over there. We're going to actually just go through them at the end of this podcast. Next item on the agenda. Ooh, the non-alcoholic one.
Non-alcoholic first, send it.
But Castlevania, good show, great game, highly recommend, very difficult.
If this fucking guy has an original copy of Mario. Don't find out where he lives.
And that's one, I told you.
Jesus, the Donkey Kong.
When I was playing the N64 version of...
earlier, Mario and shit earlier.
So much money in video games in this guy. I told you I have a nice studio, just nothing sits on the walls.
Nothing sits on the goddamn walls.
Anyways, Bang Energy Drink, without getting deep
fuck,
into the science.
That's so much money.
Without getting deep into the science of what's going on with this. Bang Energy Drink, if again, we have some European listeners.
Just like I said, without going into the science, when we went ape shit.
Yeah, no, we're going to. So these, again, they're full of, if you're not familiar with Bang Energy Drink, it's an energy drink. It's about 300 milligrams of yeet. It's full of caffeine.
I think they're made by...
Redline.
Pepsi.
This one, I think they got bought on their own thing. Yeah, distributed by Bang Energy. They're their own company. They bought themselves out.
Interesting.
But I think they were originally produced and sold by Pepsi. Like, you could get them off of their truck.
Yeah. Because
Coca-Cola had Rockstar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, full of creatine, full of EAA aminos, blockchain amino acids. Creatine, obviously, if you like aren't aware, it's a pretty good basic block builder, but you gotta stay hydrated on these motherfuckers. Like we were saying earlier, because we unplugged the microphone, we're about to get into this, we went and did our checks, and we're like, oh yeah, we gotta restart. Creatine, honestly, like people are always like, oh dude, energy drinks will give you kidney stones. I'm like, they will if you don't hydrate yourself, because a lot of it, first of all, again, energy is carbs and fats, and then you use proteins as well. If like you've gotten, that's why like ultra marathon runners,
but you just can't use proteins.
Right, people that are without being rude, like people that are starving, that's why they get emaciated and small. Or people that are like really, really long endurance runners, or like tennis athletes, they generally don't get too fucking bulky because they're just burning so many calories that you're also burning proteins off. And so like these aren't energy. Energy drinks are not energy, unless they have a shitload of carbs in them, but generally they're formulated carbs that are harder for the body to break down, which
is why they're
surplus.
And a lot of them are vitamins and minerals for you to actually work through your system. That's why they try to give you for the long run.
And that can help you calcify up. That's what'll give you the kidney stones.
A fucking energy drink is supposed to work for 5 hours, guys, just so you know.
It's your food that gives you your energy, and these are just a little pep in between all of your hydration to get some good vitamins and minerals, lots of caffeine along with a little bit of hydration and some salts with creatine.
And a few different brain butters they have in there.
The amount of sugar that they pack into regular energy drinks, so your Monsters and Red Bulls, the flavoring is absurd, and that basically negates all of the positive properties they could give you. So
that's why those are just like fluff drinks to me, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and that's what I tell you, like if you're drinking soda, you might as well just drink full leaded soda without doing the diet stuff, because it doesn't actually have
zero.
Is cool but
there's a difference between zero sodas and diet sodas,
right? All that bullshit that's in diet soda that's just as bad for you as what the regular sugar would do to you in a real soda sucks. But what this difference is in energy drinks is the fact that they're chock full of vitamins and minerals that you do need and could want. So there's a trade-off,
like
so
your
if you
potassiums
drink,
vitamin B12,
right.
Your fucking different types of creatines that are in there.
Absolutely.
As well,
calcium,
yeah, and the that's a good one as
sodium.
Well,
sodium.
Mm-hmm.
So if
well
you can,
sodium just salt. Because yeah, so it breaks down faster.
Because you're sweating. You're supposed to be drinking these while you're working out. If you drink a full-leaded energy drink, the properties that are could be good out of them are negated by the amount of sugar. If you drink a zero-cal, zero-carb, zero-sugar energy drink, remember, your food is your energy, but these are what gives you that extra little pep if you feel like you need it and you need to be hydrating as well. That being said,
let's give this bad boy a try.
Root beer blaze with 300 millis of yeet in it. Let's see.
Swear to God, let's see what we got.
No, I had you say it before. But if you had to equate this to one root beer, what would be the closest, right?
Still the same. I would say that this tastes most like mug root beer.
Yeah, it tastes the most like mug. And I still, even after a second flavor here, I think so.
Yeah, if you drink it, like
it's
take a
got
drink
a little
of it.
Bit of the sour vitamin the taste, back. Sour Ooh. Taste. Yeah, like some flavors definitely, the fruitier flavors definitely hide that taste better. The sour ones seem to accentuate it. This doesn't seem to hide it at all.
No, it's just
it's just like root beer than sour.
Yep, literally. They're like, here's a little bit of the sweet and I take
and
the
then
sour.
Has some creatine.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
But I've had worse of them.
I've had worse
as
well.
I think my favorite of these are peach mango. The purple haze one, it tastes like cough syrup, ain't bad. But this one is okay. I'd put it in the middle of the pack. I'd put it in the middle of the flavor ring. I put it right next. This to me, have you had the birthday cake one?
I have. You've given
this
me a
this tastes like
tip,
that,
yeah.
Where it has like the flavor and then that. Like the flavor
I
and then the sour.
You, I agree
like,
with you.
It's just
with
like
you.
Two separate flavors. Bing bong.
It's like, not like bing bong. The cotton candy one where they mix it very well.
No.
Like, yeah, that one tastes just like shitty cotton candy.
Right. Yeah. So we started to get into our video games a little bit. I'm probably finished this. We play some video games some more. Like, honestly, we already kind of
play Castlevania.
We already did our video game talk, man. We did our anime talk. I just think we should just keep moving through these reviews.
All right. Now, we're going to try this because I know you guys out there, all these motherfucking hot dads that follow us, I know you guys drink simply whatever you might drink, nigga. You might drink the lemonade. I personally drink simply almond milk. That's my jams. You know
oh,
what
huh,
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody
the
drinks simply.
The simply brand of
yeah,
drinks in
of
general.
Drinks. We got today.
Simply Spiked Lemonade. Strawberry Lemonade. Because
it's
flavor.
New. The shit came out like a week ago, and I'm extremely impressed. Like, we're about to try it for the
first
time.
Of all, bougie packaging. Looks
bougie
nice.
Packaging for sure.
Real sugar in it. So it's got a bit of sugars. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit heavier, but I like they ain't bullshitting you and they put the nutrition right on the back, just like a real fucking can of whatever. They're like,
it's
hey,
because they're very honest with all their shit.
Carbonated water,
with,
alcohol, which I think is going to be some malt stuff or whatever. It's probably a little vodka.
No, I probably, yeah, it's vodka.
Cane sugar, lemon juice from the concentrate, strawberry juice and concentrate, some stevia, a little bit of flavor.
Artificial.
And then the rest of that's it, man.
And
like, that's pretty straightforward.
And what we're gonna try that first, but then we're gonna make our little morning day mimosas.
We're gonna make a little bit of morning mimosas out of this since we're having some fun trying to get this done early. Gonna take a nap and go finish our day later. So we're just trying the lemonade by
the
itself.
It smells just like the raspberry lemonade, dead ass. Oh no, it's dangerous.
I could fuck with that,
Doug. People are going to be getting stupid drunk off of these.
People are going to be getting stupid.
Stupid drunk.
All right. So, by itself, yeah, kind of high in some carbs, but man, like, yeah, you could drink one of these and get to fucking work, brother.
Holy crap.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Simply Orange and Simply Spiked Lemonade are trademarks of the Simply Orange Juice Company.
Of course they are.
Bang. Like, they make their own
Bro,
thing, too.
Simply Off rip, all right, told you guys it was going to be good because it's fucking Simply. I promise you guys, this shit is
pretty fucking
amazing.
Slapping, bro. Pretty fucking slapping.
I'll give this motherfucker the
stamp
for what
of
it
approval.
Is. Yeah, it's getting the 5-piece. No,
so,
I'll give it 4.
4?
Yeah.
Because it is still like a mixed drink. I mean, but again, you got to remember what is the point? What is it trying to achieve? I wouldn't say it's a 5.
Achieve-wise, yeah.
Cuz I've had some I would still put this in the seltzer category just because it's
carbonated?
Carbonated, mixed, whatever, right?
So how about for smell, taste, and texture on the back tongue?
You put those together, that's what I said, like, yeah, 4 out of 5, dude.
Yeah.
Like four out of five. Taste is all there. It's got that little bit of twinge or something in the back that's mm-hmm. like not good vodka or something, but like other than that, man. For as good as you could do, it's got real sugar in there, so it's not fucking you around with a whole bunch of whatever.
We will mark this with a nice and dangerous
stamp of approval.
Fucking right.
Now we're gonna make it worse.
Here we go, because we're going with mimosas. Oh, if it blows up, fucking do it that way. Okay, all right.
I got the cheap shit.
Extra dry.
Got the extra dry. And I was like, you know what?
I know you can hear the bubbly, motherfuckers.
Since it's already got alcohol in it, why don't we add a little bit of champagne to this thing? Just fill this up and get a nice foamy
yes.
dome on the top.
Yes.
Let's see how it tastes if we make a bubbly out of it, right?
A nice mimosa.
So, Simply Spiked Lemonade and Extra Dry J. Roger Champagne.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fancy Fathers and Cool Refreshments.
Yeah, Fancy Fathers and Cool Refreshments. God damn it.
Pinky. God damn, that's good. I like it.
I like it.
I don't give a fuck.
Doug. All right, so I had this girl in AZ that was really about fucking mimosas. Uh-huh. We'd go to these fucking, like, we'd go
French
to...
French bars?
Like, expensive restaurants. It would kind of piss me off, you know what I'm saying? Just to get fucking mimosas, you
My
know
girl
what I mean?
Does that shit all the time. I ask her, like, hey, you want to go out for lunch? Like, I only got, like, maybe 45. We should go somewhere quick. I'm not talking taking to Burger King, like, or something fucked. I'm just saying, like...
Let's go sit down real quick and then, like, get some
we go sit down
at,
like, a
nubs.
Breakfast nook or whatever? She's like, we should go to, like, J. Roger's. I'm like...
And then you're like...
I don't have time to get a reservation!
You know, you're like...
to get a mimosa!
Babe. Yeah, you know?
I don't care about the money. I'll spend the money, but...
But they have mimosa bars. And I fucking tried, like... All right, so you guys know what a flight... Yes, I had a flight of mimosas. It blew my mind. And they were all in glasses like this, like big ones, you know, fucking aerated glasses. Yeah.
The big aerated flutes. These are Pilsner glasses, I think, technically.
And I was like, what in the fuck? I was like, dude, this is the craziest shit. And I was like, impressed. So I have a, what do you call that? A understanding and a like for mimosas now.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's...
Before I didn't, because I just hate on them. Who the fuck wants orange juice and champagne? But there's so many different types of mimosas you can make.
I think one of the best ones I like to get when I like...
I had a strawberry banana mimosa. The fuck does that mean?
What the fuck does that mean? One of my favorites is like... it's at First Watch. I don't know if that's a chain...
It is.
But yeah, it's a breakfast nook. It's a brunch place for sure. But they're like a little
flagship.
They're halfway bougie sort of. It's definitely like sun hats and Polaroid picture white girl place. But
oh, hands down.
But you can go in there and you can get either something actually kind of greasy still if you want it. Like if you really need it,
they
still
got burgers.
They'll still make some like real heavy food for you. Yeah. But there's also like a whole bunch of like lighter.
But their
and
fries fucking
and, like,
come in a thing that like and there's no grease on them. Like yeah, like
which,
come on now.
Which I do like those actually because they crispy.
You like those little fries?
Well, it's because they crispy. And
little shoestring fries.
I'm a fan, but yeah. I'm also they're not my favorite. But I'm like. It's fine. I don't like crinkle cut fries.
I don't either.
The only like Runza, which is a
I was just about to say
here.
That, bro.
Fuck Runza, bro. I said that I know about someone's about to pop through my wall right
shit?
Now and just psh, and like fucking
like,
get on the ground.
Yeah.
Get on the ground, Runza police. But like, dude, because I mean, like, we are in Runza country right now. And if you guys don't know, I'm gonna say some shit. It's gonna make everybody mad, especially
because
we do have a lot of
Omaha
listeners.
Because then they made it in German.
No, man, it's
Germany
a glorified
first.
Hot pocket.
Well, they're just German sandwiches.
It's a glorified Hot Pocket, bro.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
They make them. We aren't the first people to make Runzas. We're just the first to capitalize on that
shit. Like make a place. So if you're like, what is a Runza? It's just like a little
German.
And that's
the name we made for them.
Yeah, it's just like a little German sandwich.
Hot, yeah, it's a little fucking hot sandwich.
It's like a bread pocket. Like I said, it's like a Hot Pocket, but it's more like a little loaf of bread that's like filled with... A lot of times I think the standard one is like, yeah, meats and onions. Like Swiss cheese and onion one ain't bad, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, I just don't want like a little hoagie roll with a bunch of shit in it when there's no opening. It's like a fucking hot Twinkie with meat.
Yeah, it's a meat Twinkie.
It's a meat Twinkie, bro.
I fucking dig that, bro. Like, I don't think motherfuckers have ever said that before.
Maybe not.
Runza is a good old
like, they're
meat
huge
Twinkie.
At Husker Stadium, just like Valentino's Pizza is, which is another like local pizza restaurant chain that we both worked at. I was
Yo,
there for
you
10
gotta
years.
Get. I don't give a fuck, man.
Valentino's
you gotta try
is
some
banging
Valentino
pretty
sometimes.
Good. People hate the sauce. I think that's the biggest complaint that I've had over the years, but it's
well,
also
course,
the biggest
the
thing that
is...
people go there for.
Well, if they the get the side ones like the Max and Lasagna's.
Yeah, dude, it's the sauce is what makes or breaks. A fucking every Italian will tell you the sauce is what makes it a fucking breaks it. And like, yeah, some people don't like the sugary sweet sauce that Valentino's has. Oh, we do. Absolutely. It's time for another doink skis because we spilled the tray.
Yeah.
You know, we got all our reviews done. We did our video game talk. We spilled the doink tray.
We got one more review.
We got one more thing to talk about here. I ain't even hungry, but I want you to tell people.
Oh, I'm gonna. All right, so Frito's made a new chip out there. They've always had their barbecue, and they've had their Flamin' Hot ones, but now they have some Flamin' Hot barbecue.
I'm pretty excited, dude. We had some of these...
yesterday.
But it deserved an honest take again at it. So go ahead, man.
I feel you. One chip. Let's see.
And how do you feel?
Okay, flavor-wise, I will say when you eat the first chip, or the first few chips, however many you grab, it doesn't matter, that it tastes... closer to the Flaming Hot.
Yeah.
But there's no spice on it until you have a few of the chips. So
see, I like. Do you like the sneaky spice?
I do like the sneaky spice. Well, like, I like those peppers and hot. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
And then you eat another one, you're like, all right, I'm good. But then you hold on, you're like, oh yeah, I'm good. And then you eat like two more, you're like, I'm dying. I'm going to shit my asshole.
I love it.
I love it, dude. That's my spice. I love that, man.
Like, there's Auntie Annie spicy chips. If you ever get a chance, Aunt Annie. Or, yeah, Aunt Annie.
Not the pretzel place.
No. They make this exact same chip, but you can't get that chip anywhere. That you have to get them in specific places.
See, there's places that do that shit, though, which I kind of down with, because it's like some small town's little hometown secret. There's some dill pickle flavored chips that are the best thing on this God's green earth. They're in the middle of fucking, it's like Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Bro. Like, I don't know what oil they're using. It's probably pig balls or something.
Pig ball oil.
But it's fucking flame.
You know, like, what's expensive oil, speaking about oil?
Peanut oil?
Well, peanut oil is extremely expensive.
Wildly expensive, because I was trying to find that shit at Costco.
$75 for a fucking quart. It's like, it's expensive right now.
I was like, what is this, synthetic?
Yeah.
This is my car?
You know what I'm saying? Like, but grapeseed oil.
I was going to say truffle oil.
Truffle oil is expensive as well.
Because it doesn't even exist, because like, you don't even really get oil out of it. You just have to like boil and moil them or whatever.
Do you know how hard it is?
Boil.
You have to, like, to get truffle seed oil, you have to get the truffles, and then you have to cook them down.
Like, reduce them?
Yes, you have to reduce them. And then with that reduced liquid, you have to use that in another type of oil.
So you're, like, saturating two bases of oil together. After
to make one type of oil.
God
yes.
damn. No wonder that shit's $75, like a 1 ounce bottle.
There's no such thing as truffle oil. You're not making oil out of fucking mushrooms.
I'll tell you what I did one time, though, is, like, I should have made, like, some, like, homemade stir fry to some strip steak and all that kind of shit. And, like, right when I was about done with the rice, I just, like, because they tell you don't touch that shit, don't move it, don't open it, don't alter it, don't nothing. I was like, I'm taking a chance. And, like, right when I had, like, 2 minutes left of my rice and I was supposed to, like, open it and let it sit, I just, like, fucking, like, opened the lid and I had, like, a fucking, like, fourth of a bottle of truffle oil, which is, like, and just threw that bitch in the rice.
Truffle is extremely pungent and it's a strong taste and smell.
So, like, you know, out of, like, that bottle, it's maybe, like, that big. I took, like, the neck out of the bottle. Maybe, like, a two, three cup stove pot or so. Like,
that's a lot of money you just... Yeah, I was like,
fuck it. I'm gonna put like $10 of truffle oil in.
Yeah, that was more than $10.
Oh, I know, but like, I thought it was like $10. I was like, that's like $15, $20, $30. Fuck. But like,
what the fuck are you doing over there, Hulk?
The Hulk Hogan pillow fell. By the way, speaking of money,
oh, that bad boy's worth a little.
I have one of these fucking Hulk Rules, Hulkamaniac World Wrestling Champion things that I drew a dick and balls on when I was like 7. Still, even that. I went to Vegas a year ago. They had one of these in a card collector's outlet. Motherfucker was $400. This pillow I've been fucking rubbing my dick on for like 25 years.
$400.
$400. I was like, I'm an idiot, dude. You can chill here. Hulk's been on the couch with me at every fucking place that I've lived from Vegas.
He's like, where's the cocaine, brother?
It was the Hulk's birthday the other day, by the way. Shout out, Hulk.
Shout out to the Hulk.
Even though he said the N-word a whole bunch that one time. Remember that?
He went hard.
Sorry, Hulk.
He went hard as N-word's dicks.
You know, I think it's the only time I ever heard you say N-word.
You know what I'm saying?
Now.
In reference to our brother.
Brother. Iron Sheik, for you old school wrestling fans.
Sheesh.
He's still... He went on Joe Rogan like 5-6 years ago. And actually came out and explained like how much pain he's always in. I feel bad for the guy. But he has a fantastic fucking online page. Like, let me find this for you right now. I'll just show you in real time and the rest of you can soak this in. Iron Sheik, baby. He's posting stuff still all the time, and it's actually him. Today, 1 hour ago, from Canada. Fuck the Monday. In fucking full
fuck the Monday, bro.
3 days ago. Happy birthday, Hulk Hogan, you dumb son of a bitch.
Straight up,
the big
bro.
Picture of the Hulkster from like 85.
Jesus.
The fuck wins, and there's like then the other post right before that, just fuck Hulk Hogan in general. Still talking shit.
That man's the man.
25 years later, I look so good, even the Ray Charles can see me. So fucking funny, like. When the fucking, when we talk about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, that same day, he's like, I slap Hulk Hogan.
He's like, this is how I do it.
Oh, man, he's one of the best heels in wrestling of all time. And you know, I'm not, Lucian's actually still, I don't want to say he's embarrassed by it, because he's not embarrassed by it at all, but I think it's the one thing that he knows that the rest of his friend group really doesn't care about.
Oh, you saying that nigga knows wrestling better?
Oh, he still watches it, I think, every week.
No, he don't.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And if you called Lucian right now, I bet you, he might not have watched it this week, but if we asked him when was the last time he watched it, I bet it was the last time within a month, like for sure. Call the man.
I'm about to call him right now.
Call the man. See what he says.
All right.
He might be in school.
This is going to be live for us, not live for y'all, unless y'all niggas listen to us live. Which you're not.
Are you in my house?
Hey, I'm in school.
Hey, when's the last time you watched wrestling? You're live.
Wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, like WWE or NW, anything. Any AEW.
I don't know. Maybe last year? Why?
God, okay, I thought you watched it more than that.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Damn
all
it!
Right. Like, that's legit.
So, I mean, I was wrong, but I mean, like, okay, so, but he's going to call you back. Oh, you can back. Answer. Sorry, we just thought you were busy. We didn't want to hang up
too
much
time.
My bad,
yeah. I was just trying to make sure that you guys are good. Are you good?
What's going on with wrestling?
Oh, we're just asking because we're recording right now. And
okay, well, don't just hang up on me.
Oh, yeah.
We just didn't want to hold up too much of your time because you were live. You were going to
school right now.
School, guy.
Oh, fuck school. I'm on the phone with you guys.
That's awesome. So, like, because we were like, we were talking passively about wrestling a little bit because I got this Hulk Hogan pillow. And so I was like, you know what? Actually, I think like the only person I know that might still keep up a little bit, but I know that you've actually mentioned that that wrestling kind of soured with you lately a little bit, like not so happy with what's been going on.
How come you haven't been watching wrestling like you usually would then?
Because they got rid of my favorite wrestler and they suck for that.
Who's that?
The Fiend.
Who the fuck is the Fiend?
Well, like, was he
exactly.
In WWE?
You don't even know who he is because they got rid of him.
Well, no, that's not why I don't know who he is. I don't know who.
If they didn't get rid of him, I guarantee you would have heard of him by now.
But is he the guy with like
the new? He was like the new Mankind meets Undertaker, but they got rid of him.
Oh man!
You mean the guy with all the facial paint and the teeth?
No.
See,
that's the demon.
Okay.
So
look,
I mean, like,
the Fiend, and you'll see some pictures. He actually looked pretty cool when he was out, but.
Was he a WWE person then, and then did he move to a different promotion at all, or?
I think he might be going to AEW, but that's a rumor right now. I don't know.
No,
so like you still like so you still follow this a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I follow the news. I just don't watch the shows typically anymore.
Okay. So that puts a little
more
clarity
on it. That's how I am with skating.
Okay,
like
right.
I still I don't skate much anymore, but I still listen to like the Nine Club.
Imagine Houston's fucking still killing it.
Right. Sure.
Yes.
He actually just ripped his ACL 2 days
ago.
All right,
I do have to go, though, but good talking to you.
All right, bro.
Homie. Thanks.
Peace.
So I don't know anybody that still watches wrestling, I guess, in that regard, like, too closely. I mean, like, I see some of the people on my Facebook page. Like, there's definitely people out there still commenting, talking about it, and following it just because they like the theatrics and it's fun, or they got kids and they still watch it with them.
Yeah.
And, like, with something to be like, I remember watching this as a child so we can still watch this together. And, I mean, like, it just got to a point for me sometime in, like, high school where just, like, I just didn't have the time for me to like actually. I just stopped caring so much about the storylines, and then that just kind of fell away from me. I think that's what happens to a lot of folks. But some people like they just like the artistry of it. I don't know, Hulk Hogan, you
Fritos,
son of
Flamin'
a bitch.
Hot barbecue, fucking creeper heat.
Hot. It's starting to get hot now.
It's starting to get spicy now.
Well, shit, man. I think this is a good spot. We could just drink these mimosas, play some Castlevania, and be fancy fathers.
I can dig it.
Hey, again. Thanks, Lucian, for being on the phone.
For
being my
the
only passive wrestling fan that I know, personally. I mean, hey, if you guys like wrestling or
then you like
my
wrestling,
friends,
fuck it, yeah.
Josh might like it.
I bet you Josh likes it. Josh looks like he likes wrestling.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's fair. I bet Zeb might have watched it. I think Zeb watched it with his kids, but he doesn't really give a shit.
He's like, brother!
Yeah, I think he's just like,
his fucking daughter's 21 now, that's crazy.
I know, they just are out in Vegas partying with his daughter who's 21.
It just doesn't even make sense to me because, like, Zeb's my age.
You could do the math later.
Yeah, like, you know, like, what in the fuck?
When you're partying when you're 12, sometimes you have it. Anyways. Nah, his wife's a little older than him. But, regardless, fucking love you guys. We appreciate you.
Thank you for tuning in.
Again, we had some, like, Bang energy drinks. We had some Simply Spiked Lemonade. We had some Truly Shots. We had some.
We made mimosas out of the fucking two of them. Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you can get your hands on, if you'd like to write in with us again, you can write in just directly to the Geekly. Our email is plastered everywhere, all over synnation.net. You can click on the Geekly's page itself. Leave us a 5-star review, whether you're listening on Applecast, Spotify, YouTube.
We're on everything minus fucking Pandora because money is hungry.
Fuck them. Yeah. And that we like, we don't have a YouTube page just because we really just like, we don't have.
We do have a YouTube.
We do. We don't. We haven't done anything to it yet. Like, it's something we're trying to figure out because we do want to kind of run at that full steam. And our content isn't as. You could just put up a. I'll get to the analytics another time, but you can find us fucking anywhere.
Anywhere. Literally
and
anywhere.
And please and thank you when you please. Leave us a 5-star review, positive stuff that hits the analytics. It helps us get noticed and put out there when people search for comedy podcasts.
And if you guys want us to check some shit out, or you think we should review something, you know, relating to drinks or checking out a video game, like, fucking send it.
Send it in. Thank you again, always, Voodoo's Odd Shops, 1323 Martha Street, downtown, south of the market in Omaha, right next to the Admiral. Big supporters of the show for a long time. He's the fucking man. And inkpoisoningapparel.com.
They love us too. And then fucking check us out. You go on their website, you fucking put some shit in, you'll get 25% off on your...
The promo code is GEEK, G-E-E-K, all capital letters.
And you'll get 25% off of your first purchase, my dudes and dudettes.
Fucking awesome. Thank you again. Appreciate you all. Love you. Until fucking next time, whenever the hell that is.
Shout out to Ferg, the fucking artist.
Ferg the man. He's been tattooing us both. I mean, you got your one coming up soon. He's
literally next Wednesday, niggas.
I'm about to call that man, see if he wants to play some Donkey Kong tonight.
He's coming over for the fucking night shift.
Let's go.
Oh, you know what? That might be something cool. We might do something called the night shift. And just throw it out there real quick. For our fucking playing games.
Night dads.
Night dads.
Bad dad.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to everybody on the Geekly. We have a new thing coming out that is our D&D adaptation. And then we'll be playing. You'll be hearing all sorts of shit from us. Thank you for tuning in. And we're fucking out of here.
This episode because it stuck with me forever, and this is the part that stuck with me. I don't know why, but they talked about different dicks, like sizes of dicks, the curvature of dicks, like
shapes,
like what they were, like.
I can't remember that.
And they had a fucking like thing, like
it was the first day that you realized, like, oh, my dick is normal. Look at all that fucking weird shit.
Yeah, all the weird dicks out there. You know what I'm saying?